USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. With winter storms gripping upstate New York and New England tonight, many families and friends may be hunkered together just in time for a rise in COVID-19 case counts.
Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra said the administration is offering more free at-home COVID tests and establishing pop-up mobile vaccination sites.
What we're doing is concentrating our efforts to make sure the communities that are most at risk get the help first and foremost.
The effort also includes providing support for health centers and nursing homes across the country. He did say the administration anticipated a rise in COVID numbers during the winter. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
President Biden touting new benefits for military veterans introduced by way of the bipartisan PACT Act. During remarks in Newcastle, Delaware today, Biden explained that supporting American veterans was part of his State of the Union message. And with the PACT Act, more help is now available to those who serve the nation.
And it's one of the most significant laws in our history to help millions of veterans who are exposed to toxic substances during the military service.
It was legislation championed in familiar fashion by longtime entertainer and opinion host Jon Stewart. The Keystone Pipeline is mostly back online, but the shortages created by the leak-caused shutdown could be a concern. More from Rich Johnson.
The White House says it's releasing about 2 million barrels of crude from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to help deal with any possible Keystone issues. At the same time, it's releasing a plan to replenish the reserve, asking for bids from oil companies to sell Uncle Sam up to 3 million barrels. But something new in the government's plan this time, buying all that oil for a fixed price. It could take months or years to refill the reserve, which is at its lowest level in 38 years. I'm Richard Johnson.
This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited-time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
With inflation still at historic highs and fears growing, at least one Harvard economist saying he believes a recession is coming, perhaps a soft recession. In any case, one major bank in the U.S. is laying off workers. Again,
investment firm Goldman Sachs is now the latest U.S. company to plan for a large round of layoffs. Goldman Sachs will lay off up to 4,000 people as the employer is fearing high inflation could plunge the economy into recession. I'm Lance Pry.
The U.S. Postal Service says the deadlines for packages to arrive by Christmas Eve are closing fast. Sergio Reynoso runs a huge USPS center in North Texas, telling DFWTV,
today we're going to run about 250,000 on just outgoing volume. That means volume going around the country.
The Postal Service urging people to get their packages and cards mailed as soon as possible. Ford is again raising the price of the all-electric F-150 Lightning pickup truck.
The automaker confirmed the price of the XLT 311A models will jump by $4,000 to nearly $56,000. That vehicle has a standard range battery in the base model. The F-150 Lightning Pro will also see a jump of $4,000 to a sticker price of almost $65,000. Ford is justifying this increase by saying ongoing supply chain issues and increased material costs are to blame. The price hike does not apply to vehicles already ordered by customers. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
MyPillow is excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock. Last Christmas, you made them the number one selling MyPillow product, and now they've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And now they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. Use promo code USA to save $90 on the original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair.